Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Early Days Podcast, a show about the hustle, the excitement and doubts, the successes and failures, the ups and downs of building a business from scratch. My name is Marin Gerov, and with my co-founder, Julian Samardzijev, we interview fellow entrepreneurs about their experience of starting and building businesses. We go behind the scenes and try to unearth what their early days, weeks, months and years were like. On today's episode, we have Armin Goyavant, founder of Vitamin Buddy, a handy new subscription service that makes sure you get all the right vitamins to stay awesome. We go behind the scenes to uncover how the idea came to be, what prior experiences helped Armin on his journey, and where he wants to take the company in 2018. You can check out Vitamin Buddy at vitaminbuddy.co.uk, where you can fill out the quick survey and get a personalized vitamin plan. And now, without further ado, let's get into our conversation with Armin from Vitamin Buddy.
I used to be an accountant working for one of the top four accountancy firms in London. After that, I moved into private equity. And I really, you know, from a young age, I was, you know, born in quite an entrepreneurial family. I felt, you know, that buzz. So being in a corporate job was very, you know, it didn't suit me. It was kind of soul destroying. And I really, you know, didn't enjoy it, even though I tried. I moved back to Manchester for a couple of years. And then I started getting into my health and my fitness. And one day I went, I thought, you know, I want to take some vitamins. You know, I thought I want to like supplement my nutrition. I went into a store and there were probably about, you know, 1,000 different options of what I should be taking. And I had no clue, no idea whatsoever. It was really like overwhelming. I asked someone there, okay, you know, what do you suggest I take? He kind of shrugged his shoulders and said, I don't know, just take a multivitamin. And it seemed that there was maybe a gap in the market here because my options at that point were either, you know, do loads of research and find out what I should be taking, or just take a generic multivitamin that, you know, everyone is taking that, or, you know, they might have completely different lifestyles to me and different health goals. So I thought, wouldn't it be good if you just told someone, you know, what you ate, what you drank, how you slept, whether you smoked, and based on, you know, various data points, they said to you, okay, you need to be taking X, Y, Z. And that's when I came up with the idea for Vitamin Buddy. Initially, it was just, so I created my MVP, which was, I made a website, which I had the questionnaire. People would, you know, fill out the answers, and I would manually respond to them. During this time, I was doing a course in nutritional therapy to give me that grounding and give me that knowledge. And people seemed to like the idea. They enjoyed taking the quiz. They said, oh, this is really cool. And then I developed it a little bit more. I started designing some packaging, started to, you know, tweak the brand. And then after about 6 or 7 months, I started a small production run. Again, I was still, you know, manually responding to everyone who took the quiz. And in the evenings, like, you know, till like 4 in the morning, I was packing vitamins into small little baggies and sending them out.
Do you need any certification to start manufacturing or selling vitamins online?
No. So, I mean, I didn't manufacture them. I would. So I went to a few trade fairs, and I found a supplier that I thought was great. Their products were, you know, gluten free, vegan friendly. So I started using them. So they had like the certification. Now, in terms of, you know, if you need a license, it's not medicine. So, you know, it's classified more towards as, it's more like a food product. The only thing you can't do is make any unsubstantiated claims. So, you know, if the research backs it up, then you can, you know, you can say that. Otherwise, you can't. But you don't need to have, you know, there's no like medical license or anything needed.
How did you go about finding a manufacturing partner for Vitamin Buddy?
So I just went to trade fairs. Obviously, I did a lot of research online. And then I thought, actually, it's best if I just go to exhibitions where the wholesalers are and the manufacturers are, meet people, talk to people, see kind of like, you know, because if I'm researching online, I see two prices and I don't know why one's more expensive than the other. if I go and actually speak to people and, you know, meet them all under one roof, then I get a much better idea of the industry, what makes, you know, what defines quality. So that's how I found them there. And, I mean, the company that I went for, they're actually a little bit more expensive than a lot of the competitors, but I felt it had, you know, for example, they don't use tablets. They use capsules instead. So, you know, the tablets are like, you know, like the white ones, like it's kind of like chalk, because they have to use a lot of artificial fillers and binders to make sure it doesn't fall apart, whereas a capsule doesn't need that. So there's these little things that kind of, you know, pushed me towards using this supply and also enhanced my knowledge at the same time.
Nice. How did you go found the supply and decided to launch the website and the service? How did you go about promoting it and just letting people know about the product?
So I invested a little bit of money into Facebook ads. You know, did some A/B testing there. So I'd run two ads, see what worked better, and then I'd run another two ads using the better performing one of the previous test. And then just going from there. And then at the same time, I was on a startup course with 50 other people who kind of had, it was like a 3-month course called Escape the City, with 50 other people who had aspirations to start their own business. And that was really good because everyone was testing each other's ideas, you know. So I'd propose an idea, you know, a business concept, and everyone would test it, give feedback on it, you know, and give their ideas on how to improve it and what they think, and try to, you know, adopt the role of the customer. And then they'd get their friends to do it and their friends. So that network, I had immediately a network of 50 people who would share their network with me. So I was, you know, marketing it online, but I was also marketing it through, you know, this network of people I met on the business course.
Nice. That's quite a smart way of actually.
Yeah, it was good.
So the people that are starting companies also.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw on your website you have a small team. Can you just take us through the responsibilities of each role?
Sure. So there's Lisa, who's she's been working with us for about 4 months now, and she's great. She's German, efficient, hardworking. She has a background in nutritional therapy, and she's also worked in marketing for over 20 years. She's kind of the one who cracks the whip and is like, you know, Armin, you need to be doing this. Armin, you need to be doing that. So she really pushes me and is, you know, a really great member of the team. Combis is actually based in the States. He's, you know, he did a doctorate in pharmacy. So he has a lot of the technical understanding of what we're trying to do, and he helps refine the questionnaire and the algorithm behind it. He's more of a consultancy role because he's based so far away. I mean, you know, he's not an equity holder or anything. And then there's Amber, and she was actually on the course from the beginning with me, this course I mentioned. She's great. She's really into her nutrition. She's an absolutely amazing cook. She writes a lot for the blog. She's very much like has a holistic approach to health. And she, you know, she played a massive part in developing the Vitamin Buddy questionnaire as well. But in terms of, you know, the day-to-day running, it's mainly me, Lisa, and we have a couple of interns as well. Yeah, so that's the bulk of the team, really. But because I want to kind of try, you know, the aim is to scale the company. So when it comes to distribution and fulfillment, I can't afford to have a warehouse and loads of people, you know, working to dispatch the goods. So I send out all my stock, my inventory, my packaging to a different company just outside of London. So whenever an order comes in, it's those who fulfill the order. So it means I don't have to spend so much on, you know, human capital as well as, you know, rent and, you know, the warehouse space.
No, that makes sense. And you guys, you mentioned the three people You're based in London, working full time. Are you working in the same place or working remotely?
Yeah, generally working the same place. At the moment, we are based in Camden Town from our co-working space, actually. Okay. But occasionally, we'll all work from my flat as well. Just, you know, if we can, if I want more of a, you know, more kind of creative brainstorming day. But that's, you know, I live just down the road in Camden as well, so it's convenient for me.
Yeah, it helps to have that flexibility of changing the environment.
For sure.
How you feel.
Exactly.
I think Marindrop talked about his, I think he's sending some internet issues, but we can just tell that he's back.
Okay.
But I wanted to ask you about, you mentioned content. How do you guys think about that? How do you put resources behind it?
So do you mean like the blogs?
Yeah, the blogs. So whether you're using any other social media platforms, how do you create it? Then how do you go about distributing and promoting it?
Right. Okay. Basically, we'll talk about the blogs first. So we have a lifestyle blog, and you know, I'm really passionate about health and helping people become healthier, and I think vitamins are a great way to do that. But I don't think it's just about vitamins. It's about mental health. It's about physical health, exercise, nutrition. So the blog tries to talk about all of that, because someone who, you know, is interested in vitamin buddy, they're also someone who's going to be interested in their own health. So we try and create content that will actually, you know, be valuable to them and be interesting for them. So, you know, they're the general topics that we cover. You know, for example, you know, we might do like partner up with a yoga teacher and then share some of her like an audio book, send that out as part of the you know, within the content. Or, you know, Amber will make like, you know, an amazing like gluten-free, because our products are gluten-free, so again, it seems like a lot of our customers have gluten-free diet, so we'll put out gluten-free recipes. So it's just kind of building that content around what they like. Obviously, we've got the data as well, so we can see. So I send 3 blogs out once a month, so in one email, 3 blog posts. And then we have the data from MailChimp, so we can kind of see what's got the best click rates, which articles people are enjoying more. And then we'll try and tweak our content strategy and our content calendar a little bit to work around that. So, you know, whatever works, we'll do that again. Obviously not the same blog, but the same topic. In terms of marketing it, it's on our website, but it's we have a mailing list of about 10,000 people. So we just send it out to them. That's essentially, you know, where it goes. But occasionally we'll have like a sponsored post on Facebook or Instagram with a link to the article. But generally, it's kind of just to add value to our existing mailing list.
Nice. And the mailing list is quite a large number. Did you, are these all from previous customers? Or did you do a campaign where you collected emails?
So every time someone takes the Vitamin Buddy quiz, to get their results, they have to enter their email address. So, you know, we've had 10,000 people taking the quiz. And 10,000, so that means we've got, you know, a little bit under on our mailing list as well. That's where we capture all the emails.
And I'm curious if you've done any affiliate marketing and if you have a network of partners that you keep active and work with.
Yeah, I mean, that's something I'm working on at the moment, actually. So in terms of partners, what I've been trying to do, you know, this year is about, and I'm trying to get out of there a lot more and work on the business development side. So, you know, I'm trying to create partnerships with gyms and yoga studios, because I think, you know, that works really well with us. At the moment, we've got one with each. So one yoga studio based in London and one gym in Manchester. We've also got some, you know, online ambassadors. So people on Instagram who are really into their health and fitness, and they believe in Vitamin Buddy as a concept. You know, they'll promote it on their social media channels. But I had a bunch of meetings in the last couple of weeks, because I'm trying to find, it's hard work trying to find an agency to do some of, you know, for your marketing needs. But I've been speaking to a couple who are going to help us with our affiliate marketing, because I really feel that could, you know, be really, really helpful for us in the long term. But it's hard picking agencies, you know. I mean, they have their own kind of language, and I don't want to use... I'd like to have all my work done by one agency rather than have one doing affiliate marketing, one doing the digital marketing. So it's kind of a bit of a struggle trying to find the right one, but I feel like we're almost there. I've kind of narrowed it down to two companies at the moment.
Do you have an example that you can just give for that type of partnership that you, let's say, with the yoga gym?
Yeah, so what we'll do, we'll say to them, okay, tell your members that because they're a member of your studio, you know, a benefit of that is that they get 10% off their vitamin subscription every month. So, you know, they'll send an email out to all of their customers with that information. And then we've also, you know, we'll also talk about them on our emails or social media channels. And we don't, you know, I'm not going to, you know, the ones that I partner with, they're ones that I, you know, that I like and that I'd go to as well, and that I think my customers would like. It's, you know, I wouldn't go to a gym that I think is, you know, not good at all. Because then, you know, if I want to promote that gym in return, then it kind of, you know, it goes against my values. So, you know, if we have, you know, for example, recently one of our ambassadors wrote an article about the best exercise classes in London, and they included that gym. I was like, just go to it. If you don't think it's, you know, if you don't think it will get into your top 10, then don't put it in. But she went, she thought it was great, and then they were really happy for that marketing as well.
Awesome. That sounds like a very valuable relationship for both sides. I was wondering if your customer base is mainly in the UK, you have also international clients?
No, it's all in the UK. At the moment, I just want to focus on UK. You know, it's really early for us. So rather than, you know, going to several countries, I first want to kind of get it right here, you know, where I'm from and where it's, you know, where I'm local. So it'll be a little bit easier for me to get an understanding of the customers. And then I want to move into... I'm going to go into Germany and then Italy and then, you know, expand.
And I've seen, so basically I found out about you and your story on Medium and an article that's you wrote recently called The Slow Route to Entrepreneurship, and I'd recommend everybody to go and check it out. You outlined there a lot more in detail your beginnings of entrepreneurship.
Yes.
Yeah. I would love to briefly share about your very first experiences doing that.
Sure. Okay. After towards the end of my second corporate job, I had a job. Someone came to me with a business opportunity. You know, and I've been thinking for a long time. You know, I really want to, you know, start a business or get into business. And then he came with me with a business opportunity. He'd basically created a. He was a dentist, and he'd created a patent. Which had been accepted into a unique implant, like a dental implant. And I thought, okay, this is, you know, sounds like a cool idea. I mean, you know, dentistry, obviously, it's not my field, but all right. And he was like, okay, but you need to leave your job because you've got a lot of work to do and, you know, get into it straight away and you need to invest X amount. So I, you know, raised the money, got a couple of loans, handed in my notice in at work, even though I was due to get, you know, like a, I basically sacrificed a bonus I was going to get because he was really intent on us starting ASAP because there were exhibitions to go to, that kind of thing. Left my job and then getting ready to go into business with him. And then he said, actually, no, I've changed my mind. You know, and I trusted him. So I didn't, you know, there was no like contracts or anything in place. And yeah, he backed out. I think basically because he had the mentality like, actually, you know, it's my patent. I want to start it on my own and have 100% equity. And I can understand that, but the way he went about it was, you know, really, you know, really wrong. Because I could have, you know, stayed on my job for a little longer and been properly prepared. But it wasn't a crisis. I mean, to be honest, it was good that the business relationship stopped there, because of it. happened 2 years down the line when I was a lot more like into the business, and it would have become really acrimonious and really stressful. So it was good it stopped there. And I was jobless. But again, it was like, okay, you know, I've spoken about wanting to go into business for a long time. So I've left my job to go into business. It's going to have to be a different business. Fine. I mentioned that my family were quite entrepreneurial. And they owned like a few restaurants and cafes together. About 10 years ago, my parents got divorced, and then they started selling off each, you know, their restaurants. And they still owned one cafe together. But, you know, they really weren't paying any attention to it. They were, you know, because they didn't really care about it. The love wasn't there. It was the last one, and, you know, it was hard for them to work together. So I was like, okay, I've raised this bit of money. I'm going to buy my dad out the business, and I'm going to go into the business with my mum. This is back in Manchester. So I went to Manchester, and I worked on kind of, you know, changing the menu, speaking with the existing customers, seeing what they wanted, rebranding, redesigning the interior. And then, you know, I did that for a couple of years, and I enjoyed it. But again, it didn't feel like, I spoke about this in the blog, it didn't really feel like my business, because, you know, I didn't start it, and, you know, and catering wasn't really anything like, you know, I know how hard catering is. You know, I grew up in that industry, and it wasn't something that I had ever really planned on getting into, but because, you know, because of the circumstances I mentioned, and I thought there was an opportunity there, I did it. And I, you know, it felt really good reinvigorating the place and seeing the staff, like, you know, being happier and seeing, you know, more customers coming in. That was awesome. But then after about 2 years of doing that, you know, as I got healthier, I kind of fell into, you know, getting into Vitamin Buddy. You know, and I described the journey of, you know, how I came into that idea. But that's how it all started, really.
Yeah, it's a great story. And I really love the fact that you really put a lot of attention on the fact that entrepreneurship actually is not easy. It's not a breeze. And I think that's a topic that we must put out there and the focus on it much more, because most of the things that we're seeing online seems to be about only success and 5 ways to go about and to making a successful company. And very few people write about the long and sometimes quite hard journey, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real struggle, but I think your attitude, though, plays a huge part. You need to understand that you're not going to, you know, Apple wasn't built overnight. You know, you need to know, okay, I am sacrificing a secure wage, and I'm going to be struggling and hustling and fighting for my business every single day. And that's just the way it goes. And that's why your business needs to be a labor of love, you know, because if you're not passionate about it, then you're not going to be able to, you know, you're not going to be able to do it. You know, the struggles are part of it, but when you get like the little wins, they feel incredible. But if you didn't love your business, then, you know, it wouldn't feel that way. So you need to kind of make peace with I think if you make peace with the fact that it's going to be hard, it actually becomes easier. You know, if you're prepared for the knocks, you're prepared for having to kind of, you know, budget more and, you know, a lot of the kind of, you know, you'll get a lot of rejections along the way, but if you're prepared for it and know that's part of the struggle and kind of have a vision in your mind of where you want to be in, you know, not next year, but 5 years, then it kind of makes it a little bit easier. It also helps having a good, you know, support network around you. So, you know, I've got my girlfriend, I've got my family, and, you know, they're all, you know, and I've got my friends as well. I've got the people who I've met on the business course, and they've all helped in one way or other. Either emotional support or, you know, lending me their expertise or borrowing money from the bank of mum and dad. You know, having that network around you is really, really something that, you know, you really do need when you're, you know, getting into entrepreneurship.
Yeah, exactly. Those really early supporting circles that you have, family and friends, are super helpful. Especially in the very beginning. And you're right. Loving to learn learning to love the chase is probably the best approach to have on the long term to make sure that your business is successful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that you posted another article on Medium recently. I wonder if you're going to continue that, and is it part of a strategy that you had?
Yeah, so I mentioned earlier that, you know, this year, I mean, I think my problem was mine is an e-commerce business, and I kind of hid a little bit behind the computer. I would pitch to people over email, or I'd spend a lot of time just looking into the analytics, the data, the numbers. But now I'm trying to make more of an effort to kind of get out there and share my story. So, you know, rather than emailing a gym, I'll go into the gym and I'll speak to the manager. And I'm trying to extend that also to, you know, actually writing about my story and hoping that it helps other people who are getting into entrepreneurship. I wouldn't say it's, it's from a strategic perspective. I mean, firstly, I like writing. I mean, you know, and it's just nice to kind of get my thoughts down on paper. But from a strategic perspective, I guess it's just about trying to get a bit of exposure, you know, trying to share my story. Hopefully it might help other people. I know the first post I did help other people. But yeah, I mean, I just enjoy writing, actually. And it's a kind of an easy topic to write about because it's just what I'm doing every day.
Yeah, that's super important, actually. Great. What are the plans for 2018 for Vitamin Buddy?
So the plans for 2018 are to grow. The goal is to hit 500 to 1,000 subscribers by the end of the year. I'll be happy with 500. I'll be ecstatic with 1,000. That means committed subscribers, you know, on a monthly basis who are staying with us. I want to build partnerships with other companies, and I want to expand our product offering and go into, you know, start thinking about moving into Italy and Germany, as I mentioned earlier. But growth, that's the key thing. That's what I'm telling the team every day. We need to grow.
Amazing. And maybe you can also now do a plug for where can people find out more about Vitamin Buddy, but also any social handles or networks where you're active that you want people to know and go follow you.
Sure. Yeah. So Vitamin Buddy, it's the website is www.vitaminbuddy.co.uk. And, you know, even if you're not based in the UK, but you want to know what vitamins you should be taking, go to the website. Take the quiz, answer a few questions about your lifestyle, and we'll tell you what you should be taking to, you know, maximize your health. If you want to find us on social media, we are on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Vitamin Buddy. And yeah, that's it really. And if anyone wants to get in touch with me, ask me questions about entrepreneurship, wants any advice, or is interested in any collaborations, then I'm found on armin@vitaminbuddy.co.uk.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to the show. If you enjoyed it and found it valuable, we would appreciate your support by liking, rating, subscribing to the Early Days podcast. It helps us a lot in spreading the message to a wider audience. Until next time, bye-bye.